Jack Benny with Frank Black and his orchestra. The orchestra opens the program with Ooh, Honey. Before the fun begins, ladies and gentlemen, let me repeat that brief message which is appearing on thousands of billboards all over America. Stand by for the 1934 Chevrolet, the low-priced car with knee-action wheels.
Played by Frank Black and his orchestra. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I take extreme pleasure in presenting to you once again America's outstanding false alarm, Jack Benny.
Oh, well. Hello again, this is Jack Alarm talking, or false Benny. Avrilla, I quit.
Why, what's the matter?
I'm not going to work tonight, that's all.
You're not?
No. Listen, I've asked you every week, Aloys. I pleaded, I begged with you to introduce me with a little formality, a little dignity.
Well, Jack, I'm using as little as possible.
I know that. I mean, if you don't build me up like they do on other programs, Aloys. I don't know, here I come to the microphone all pepped up and everything, and you announce me as a false alarm.
But, Jack, I said you were outstanding.
Oh, well, I didn't hear that. I mean, I'm sorry, Ezra. Well, hey, wait a minute. Wait, I mean, what does outstanding false alarm mean?
It means that you're no good, but you're very good at it.
I don't know. That doesn't sound right to me. I don't know.
Well, for heaven's sake, how do you want to be introduced?
The way you introduce any great celebrity, like Jitty, the Prince of Wales, or somebody like that.
All right. Then I'll introduce you like the Prince of Wales.
Yeah, you say that, but when?
As soon as you fall off the horse.
Well, business. Well, that settles it. Come on, folks.
Hey, where you going, Jack?
I'm through on the weather, since my gal and I ain't together.
Say, Aloys, what's the matter with Jack tonight, anyway? Oh, he didn't like the way I announced him, and then you had to make it worse, and now we're out of luck.
What do you mean, out of luck? I'll be master of ceremonies. Introduce me, Avrilla, and stop worrying.
All right. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, I take great pleasure in presenting to you our master of ceremonies, that very fine artist and international favorite, Mr. Frank Black.
I see. Hello again. This is Frankie Black talking, remember? That effervescent comedian? What do you mean, effervescent? Effervescent for me, there'd be no show. Oh, yes. Oh, that's awfully good. Go on, that's a better joke than you told all year.
Yeah, that's
And now, folks, did you ever hear the story about the peacock? It's a wonderful tale.
Well, go ahead, tell it.
Don't you get it, you dumb cluck?
Yeah, I got it 20 years ago.
And now, folks, I want to tell you that this evening we have a great show with a great cast that will not grate on your nerves. How am I doing, Avila?
Play, Frank.
Who said that?
I did.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, double yeah to you.
Stand by, folks.
This fight comes to you through the courtesy of the new 1934 Chevrolet, the low-priced car with the knee-action wheels.
Oh. I'll be right home, Ma.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Lois. Where are we on the program?
Well, Black is over there, and I am here, and Jack's on the floor.
On the floor?
Yes, Frank Black put him there.
Thanks, Frank.
You're welcome, Mary.
Oh. Yeah, I think Jack's unconscious.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Mary, darling.
Oh, hello, Frankie, dear.
Oh, Mary, I want to thank you for the great time I had over at your house last night.
Oh, that's all right, darling.
Sweetheart, what did your folks think of me?
Well, I didn't like you very much, but that's only one family's opinion.
Mm-hmm. But you love me, don't you, Mary?
Of course I do, sweetheart.
Hey, where's Jack?
On the floor, unconscious.
Unconscious?
Yes.
Well, then what are we waiting for?
Oh, my darling.
Sweetheart. Kiss me.
Play, Frank, play. Played by Frank Black and his orchestra.
Get off the floor, Jack.
Oh, all right. We were only kidding, folks. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a great treat in store for you lovers of the drama. Tonight, we are going to offer that immortal classic of the American theater, Uncle Tom's Cabin. I will play Uncle Tom, Mary Livingston will play Liza, and Marie Dressler will play Little Eva.
What will I play, Jack?
You play the cabin, Parker. Now, we have not only procured the original scenery for this over-mellow drama, but we have also engaged some of the original cast and a few of the original pieces of ice. In fact, we are going to put on the same production that toured the country for 1,765,000 consecutive performances, playing under canvas Undercover.
And under 10 cents.
That's when you saw it, Black. You can bet on that. This run beats AB's Irish Rose by 17 years, 4 days, and 3 2/5 seconds. I understand there's another company still running out west, but the last report is that the sheriff is gaining on them. And as you know, Uncle Tom's Cabin is a very sad play. But after looking over our cast this evening, I think it'll be a little sadder than usual. And now, folks, while we are setting the stage, Frank Black, who is still glaring at me, will play High Shoes from Hold Your Horses. Played by Frank Black and his plantation serenaders. And now for that immortal play, Uncle Tom's Cabin. Ready, boys? Curtain, music playing.
Oh, taxi. Yes, Miss Elijah.
Did you all see Uncle Tom this evening?
No, ma'am. Often he's out stepping.
Topsy, what are you laughing at?
I don't know. I just opened my mouth and all it comes.
Forget that mouth and manage near the floor. I wonder where poor Tom is. Uncle Tom, Uncle Tom, where for I saw Uncle Tom?
I'm a coming, my head is bent and low, 'cause I'm looking for a cigarette for old Black Joe.
Thank you, friend. Thank you.
Where you all been today, Uncle Tom?
Oh, up at the cotton club, a picking cotton. Anybody call me today, Liza?
Yes, Uncle, I got a message for you. Tom and the Green called and said he was a going to tell you.
Who's a going to tell who, says which?
He's a going to which tell you, says who.
Liza, are you Liza? Who does Simon say he was going to tell me to?
To the showboat.
Well, that's a good program. I ain't going to leave here. What else did he say, Liza?
He said you was a good-for-nothing, lazy, low-down pup.
Who's lazy? You ain't a-going to let him take poor old Uncle Tom away. Is you, Liza?
Oh, so, boy, Uncle Tom, you fascinate me.
That's all I want to know. Come in.
Good evening, folks.
What can I do for you, sir?
Are these Uncle Tom's cabins?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm driving through to Florida, and I'd like to rent one overnight.
Liza, we got any cabins left?
No, Uncle Tom. It's all rented for the night.
I'm sorry, Mr.
Havula is the name.
You're telling me. By the way, what kind of a car is you all driving, stranger? As if I don't know, folks.
A Chevrolet, the most economical car in the low-price field.
Well, God, I've nothing but Chevrolets driving through here. Topsy, find a cabin for this here gentleman.
Well, shut my mouth. If it ain't Mr. Havula. Come along, Lloyd.
Way down upon the stony river, far, far away.
Good evening, Uncle Tom. Hello, Aunt Liza.
Well, if it ain't, we'll leave her. I hardly knew the old gal.
Tell me, honey lamb, how are you all feeling this evening?
I feel terrible, Aunt Liza.
Well, you certainly look it.
So were you when you were as old as little Eva.
How old is he now, honey lamb?
Well, I started with this here stock company in 1874. And I'm just beginning to feel it.
So you can't take it, eh?
Poor. I'm gonna die. I know what I'm doing.
Well, after all, we're in time, Walter.
Every
thing's black. Move on.
I feel like I'm going now. I'm heading for my last cabin.
Oh, honey, man. Where'd Uncle Tom hold you in the town?
Uncle Tom?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to heaven, Uncle Tom. I'm going to heaven.
That's what you think.
What?
Fine. Honey, you would go to heaven, sir.
Everything is getting dark. I feel like I'm going now. Yes, I'm going. Goodbye, Uncle Tom.
Goodbye, Angel Tom.
Goodbye, Liza.
So long, Chuck.
Poor little Eva. She never done no harm to nobody. Now, Liza, now you and I are left all alone.
That's what I was afraid of.
Goodbye, Uncle Tom.
For heaven's sake, ain't you gone yet? Who is it?
It's I, the Merchant of Venice.
Venice what?
Venice, I'm going to sing my song.
Oh, laughter. Well, that's our new, Donnie. We'll drag your body right in here, boy.
Hello, sugar.
Hello, sweet.
You two seem to know each other. What you all going to sing, laughter?
Well, I'm going to sing mine from that new Broadway show, Let Me Taste.
What, new dialogue? Play, Frank. We'll go on with the sketch later, folks, right after his song.
That is mine, whether the grave has passed.
nation is the land. It's happy mad and gentle mad. And I am not ashamed to say, he may be what I am today. It does a person good to see, but happy moment is for me. The very nation land swears, be not a merry fair.
Rasser, that was very good. You sure sang that song, man.
Goodbye, Uncle Tom.
So long, Rasser.
See you after the broadcast, Eliza.
You're not, honey. Goodbye, Uncle Tom.
What, ain't you gone yet? I'll be glad when you did, you rascal, you.
Well, Uncle Tom, supper's ready.
What you all going to do this evening, Eliza?
Yes, and supper.
Oh, good old DeFilco, eh? I'll have some of that. What do you have, little Eva?
Yes, and you have aspirin.
Liza, see who that is.
I think it's Simon McGee.
Get in the kitchen, Liza.
Come in. Hello,
Hello, Simon.
Don't get so familiar. Remember, you're a slave.
And remember, you're a flop.
Now listen, you good-for-nothing gigolo. You ain't done nothing around here for you, and I'm going to sell you.
Sell me to who?
To the Warner Brothers.
The Warner Brothers?
Yes, and I got a good offer from Fox Films, too.
So who am I, Uncle Tom or Tom Mix? But please don't say we're away to the Warner Brothers and ask assignment.
Why not? I can get $7 a day for you and $10 for you and Liza together.
Now listen here, Mr. McGee. I don't care what you all do to me, but you need that girl Liza out of this, you hear?
Don't tell me what to do, you good-for-nothing, rotten, cotton, coating, cotton picker.
That's Frank Black, folks, getting all mixed up, you know. Well, I'm not a-going, Master. My soul may belong to you, but the body belongs to Fisher.
And that...
me, feel changes. That's
for you. Hey, Master,
stop.
What did you have?
Bloodhound.
Me, Nick. You must have...
Come on.
Now, clear on while I get behind the papers. Eliza.
Yes, Uncle Tom.
Come on, honey. We got to get out of here, Rock. Lot of ways. We got to get away from these dogs. Hello to how that nice little old doggy. Tell Uncle Tom. What's your name? Prince. Prince, eh? That's a nice name, and you're a bloodhound, are you?
Wait.
Smart little doggy. Smart little dog. You won't eat. Prince, I gotta get away. Why don't you dog stay here and enjoy yourself? I'll tune in the radio for you. What program do you like best? Listen, Prince, I got freedom, Prince. I got Fox. If you let me get away, they're yours.
Make it ten in your
bargain. How can I
look
for the roof? Fox.
We are filled in a rotten Chevrolet,
Dixie Land. Purses spoiled again.
Goodbye, Uncle Tom.
Play, Frank.
Thank you.
Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. Stand by for the new Chevrolet. In the near future, Chevrolet will present for 1934 a new model with sweeping basic changes in chassis, body, and engine. Knee action wheels, that's only a start. Chevrolet will also have new wheelbase length, new modern styling, new bodies by Fisher, new brakes, new frames, and a new idea in engine design that gets results never before achieved in power and speed at low cost. The result of all these things is a car so much better than anything you've seen so far in the low price field that Chevrolet says, drive it only 5 miles, and you'll never be satisfied with any other low price car. Stand by for the 1934 Chevrolet. The best is yet to come.
This is the last number of the 10th program in the new Chevrolet series. Well, folks, if you liked our play Uncle Tom's Cabin, tell your friends. If not, just drop the whole thing. Oh, Mary.
Yes, sir.
Can I take you home tonight for a change?
No, I'm sorry.
Boiled again.
Goodbye, Uncle Tom.
Good night, folks.
WEAS, New York.